Hello, everyone. My name is Chief Moomin, poet and playwright, and you're listening to Africa Global Radio.
That's a bit of our rips from Ayat Kirani, I believe. But he's a guest featured by Sizeless Baby, and this is AGR Africa Global Radio, streaming live on africaglobalradio.com. I am Prince Benjamin. Welcome to another Creatives Corner. I've got my guest seated in front of me. I mentioned him already. He is called Sizeless Baby. Which of the jokes on my mind should fly up first? Anyway, he's laughing already, so it's not needed. Welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, though.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Wonderful. Yeah. Is this a new style? So the glasses are behind the dreads. Mm. Typically, the dreads would be behind the glasses.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah. So he's got his glasses on his forehead, drawn up onto his forehead, and the dreads are on top of it. Is it a statement?
No, it's just a style.
It just happened?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Just happened today?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You don't say.
So, yeah. And I used to be a model, though, so don't be surprised.
You used to be a model.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. Looking at your figure and your face, I guess we need to talk about your facial routine.
Mm-hmm. You think that thing really work here in Ghana?
So there's a joke that I saw, right?
I know, right?
On someone's status.
Yeah.
And he was complaining. It was a guy.
Mm.
He was complaining about various products he had been asked or prescribed for him to use.
Mm.
But all these years, he's used everything under the sun. But it's not worked. Mm. And he's given up. Like, the waste of money.
Yeah.
Right? An investment.
The sun alone will make you give up.
We take this authoritatively from you, from a model?
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so you have to stay natural. That's the only way.
Okay,
so maybe in Kuto, and you bath like 3 times a day.
Bath 3 times a day and use shea butter.
Thank you.
And that would be fine.
You're good to go.
Is this for all skin shades and textures?
If you're not born in Kuto, you know what I'm talking about. Mm. Even the ladies are using it, so I don't have to tell you the secret. So I don't know how you want to look as a model, though.
Right.
I don't know how you want your color, but I mean, from Africa. So how do you want to portray yourself to the people? They have to see the color, your scars and everything.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, you just have to be natural. That's all.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Scars. Some people are afraid that with scars, they can't model.
Mm.
They have to cover their scars.
I have one. I don't know if you see it.
It's on your right cheek.
Yeah, it's
right?
Been there since I was born. I think my brothers gave it to me. I don't know what happened, though.
Your brothers gave it to you?
I think they use either Quell or Kendo or something.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's been there since I was a kid.
Was this play?
I think, I don't know. My mom
just
came and, yeah, he saw it. He didn't know what to do
you
with it.
You said brothers, yeah?
My brother and my sister.
Oh.
So, that's... you know what I mean? He just beat them up and that is it.
Wow.
And yeah, he just left the scar there and it's been there since.
But has it served you well? Would you say the scar
Well? I don't even pay attention. If it's not like we're talking about
right.
today, I've not really paid attention to it. It's not like I'm a president. I don't believe certain things will set the boundary for you, even in the country that we are, though. No, I'm pretty proud to be a Ghanaian wherever I found myself. So there's no excuses.
Right.
So I don't care if you're talking about how hard the system is. We are here. So it's the passion and the hunger, that's why I'm here. So I don't give excuses. If you come in here, I use Okada to be here to come.
Right.
That should tell you how you don't have to make any excuses because you already know the system either break you. So you have to know how to run the system.
Mm.
So that is it. Every opportunity that is given to me, I just grab it. So I've been doing a lot of things, not only music. So wherever I find myself, I may be here and I'll be sitting here listening to what you're doing. I can be there doing what you're doing. That's how I was born with. You know what I mean? So too much talent. You know what I mean? It's not only music. I used to play football. I do modeling, acting, music. I don't know what's going to take me. I'm back in school, you know what I mean, doing greenhouse. So it's every opportunity that come my way, unless I don't have the time. I just grab it and we're good to go.
Okay. Sizeless Baby says he's coming for my job, everybody. Yeah, I caught that. Anyway, this is Africa Global Radio Creatives Corner. It's the program, and we will be on with Sizeless Baby for a minute. You featured Ayat on this record.
Yeah, that's my first record. Ayat's supposed not to be on it.
He wasn't supposed to be on it. You sound like him when you talk.
Exactly. I've been with Ayat for...
Because when I close my eyes,
I know.
I would think it's Ayat I'm talking to.
I know.
Yeah.
I've been with Ayat for so many years. He really inspired me to do music, though. You know what I mean? Because I used to follow him to shows. I used to be backing for him. I used to be a get man for him, taking money for ticket. You know what I mean? So we're not blooded, but there's more inspiration for him because I also from Medina. I went to WAS.
Medina boys.
He also went to WAS. So there's something, you know, if you see me, you see Ayat, you know what I mean? And I know he'll be proud of me, really, you know, me pushing. So yeah, I understand why a lot of people may feel like, you know, I look like Ayat or I'm his junior brother, but we are friends.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just friends from way back.
All right.
Yeah, so yeah.
Berekisu is a name?
It's a name of, name. Okay. Muslim name.
Yeah, it's a Muslim name. What does it mean?
There's a lot of meaning to Berekisu. It's a love song though, but my mom is called Berekisu. Mm. My big sister is called Berekisu. At that time, I have like several friends also called Berekisu.
The girlfriend was Berekisu as well? Right.
So it really makes sense, like doing it. It was just a freestyle. That's why I was supposed not to be on it. I was just doing freestyle and I posted everybody like record. That's my first time I've been in the studio to record.
This is your first record?
My first record.
First cut.
And it's funny though, when I went to do it with Mike, Twister Wave, I did my verse.
Oh.
And I went
home. That's a sound engineer. And
yeah, exactly. So I went and did my verse and I went home. So I was there, he called me to come to the studio. He have something for me. I was like, yo, you stressing me out to go write the thing and come and do it well. So let me chill and write it well. He's like, no, come. So when I did a chorus whilst he was in the state, I was like, yo,
right,
there's nothing I said I had to do for me. I was like, yeah, he's on it. So now you have to go home and write it well. So it's funny, the day I was in the studio to record, he called, I had to come. So there was a lot of pressure on me. First time I said, I want to do music. I was like, you say you want to do it. Let's see. So it just happened. We just took like 2 minutes to finish everything. Mm. And he told me, I'm ready. So I should go. Wow. I should do music now. So that's how it happens.
Man. So what year was this?
2-3 years ago.
2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
2-3 years ago. Okay. Wow. And this was your first cut. Was this your first encounter with music?
Yes,
I mean, you had been listening to music, obviously, but was this like your first encounter with the world of music?
Exactly. And I feel like it was in me at that time when I was following Akan Ayat, but I didn't really have the confidence to really do it.
All right. So what pushed you to record?
There's a little kid called Afro in Medina. I used to do a freestyle video for him. So we go to the Legon and you'd be doing freestyle. I'll just be having my phone to record him. So that's when he was like delaying me because I have to waste my time. I'm like, yo, if you know, you can't really do it. So I start doing freestyle. So like, let me post it on Facebook. So I post everyone like, yo, drop it. I'm like, no, I don't do music. You people know that I'm model and I do football. Like, no, drop it. Like, okay. So I called Twister. I'm like, yo, everybody said I should drop it. And the reason why we didn't shoot video, I took the beat from online. So y'all like, yo, right, yeah. You didn't tell me. Cause probably replay the beat.
Yeah.
So nobody, I could really put it anywhere. Mm. But anybody listening to it, like, yo, we guys to shoot a video. But we're working on something really great coming up. So yeah.
Okay, so he just highlighted necessity is the basis for evolution, you know? It's practical. If you look at the reason various animals have colors they have and how they look like and why some big cats can swim and breathe underwater and others can't, right?
Yeah.
It's all because of necessity, right? It's what pushes us to innovate, and because if you don't, then you're dying out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think for me, that's the takeaway from the story that you told, because I keep hearing this story. I have a friend who's also been on Creatives Corner who mentioned how it was necessary for him to start producing music because the first quote that he was given when he wanted a song produced for him was ridiculous. He couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Right. So he had to learn how to produce.
That's dope.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's the point here. Anyway, we're going to check out another record from you. Sizeless Baby. The name is interesting. We'll find out why he's called Sizeless Baby, but let's go check out Coconut Tree. Africa Global Radio, we are streaming live on africaglobalradio.com. Why am I laughing? Well, I think we all shared a thought without saying anything, right?
I know what you want to ask me. I know.
Coconut tree. I was just asking myself, are we climbing? Are we plucking? What are we doing? Yeah.
It's kind of really explicit a little bit, but...
It is.
As a
writer...
I thought
you were going to dance around it, but...
I know. I have to be
dance
honest.
Dance around the coconut tree.
No.
But it's all right.
Yeah. Being a writer and being a story writer, I have to make in a way that people will not really pay attention to what I'm saying, but I'm saying what I'm saying.
You're saying what...
Yeah.
Exactly. You're saying.
Yeah, that's my
chest
life.
Out.
Yeah, exactly.
Gorilla style.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah, the EP is all about my life, so I can't really lie to it because I'm from the street, from the ghetto. Mm. So if I have to give you a real-life story, which is no road, why not really tell you coconut tree is what it is, though? Mm. You know what I mean? Because a lot of ladies really like me, and I just have to put in the music, you know what I mean? So
a lot of ladies like me. I mean, he's here to talk his ish, right?
So, yeah, it is what it is. So, yeah, it really makes sense writing the song, though. So, yeah, it just came.
I know... In some circumstances, you know, or moments, it's all right to talk, you know, boldly, like how you're doing. Do you think it's a put off when, like, do you think it will put women off when they hear, oh, I know women like me?
I know.
Is it arrogant to say?
No.
It's not?
No.
It's just the truth?
No, you just have to let yourself, like, this is what it is, though. Wherever I found myself, if you think I'm not paying attention to it, if not really, like, my age mates, older people, they just like me. So,
oh, so it's your experience.
Exactly. So it's not like I'm into women or I like women. Of course I like women, but they are the people on me, you know what I mean? So I have to check, you know what I mean?
Right,
so yeah, we can be in a room and I'm checking and I know I can see what you try to give me the signal, but I already know. So yeah, that is it. So,
which of the ladies inspired this record?
Honestly, I find a love in my life. Like, I have a love life, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it really inspired me to really write the song, you know what I mean? And I feel like if I have to write a long song, I have to be in love. Either than that, I'm lying to myself,
okay,
you know what I mean?
So I want specifics. Moment inspired this coconut song? Coconut tree song?
The funny part is the president was there when I was recording in the studio.
Oh, okay.
So it makes sense. You know what I mean? So she's not even complaining about it.
Because
she's also really experienced what I'm talking about.
Of course she's experienced.
So
it's, of it's, course she's experienced, you know, the coconut tree.
Exactly.
Right. Right. Would you have an explanation for Burna Boy then when he said, it's a proverb, but he put it in a song. I've forgotten the title.
Mm.
But he said he doesn't know how water entered the coconut.
Exactly.
Do you know? Do you? I think I'm singing the song about, trying to remember the title.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's a Burna Boy song.
Yeah. I know.
Popular Burna Boy song.
Yeah. I remember my father used to tell me the.
It's a proverb, I believe.
Even the old people couldn't really, you know,
tell
I mean,
how it happened, right?
Dig or get all the water from the bowl or whatever water. So as a young kid, you just have to do whatever you have to do.
Right,
you know,
I mean, that was just by the way. What's the title of your EP again?
Sell Out EP.
Sell Out.
Yep.
Sell Out.
Yep.
Interesting.
Mm.
Unpack it. Why that name?
I know a lot of people think maybe because I'm from Medina, they think a problem talking about experience in life, like somebody did me something, I want to sell them out. But no, I was thinking about it. I'm like, no, that's not the reason why I'm doing the song. You know what I mean? So before even record the song, I already had the EP name in my mind already. Mm. This is the EP I want to do. Initially, it was album, but that's, I could really go there. Because I'm now starting, so I was like, okay, right, yeah. EP. So sell out mean to sell myself out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's a different...
A different way, meaning.
So what, the two words were separated?
Or no, it's the same way.
You
like,
put it together?
Together,
sell like out,
sell out.
The original
sell exactly.
Out. Oh, okay.
So sold out or something. But right, I want to make it feel like, oh, sell out. Who, what are you talking about?
So something that intrigues and excites
exactly, to go listen to it. Okay. Especially my friends. They're like, what are you talking about? Like, oh, yo,
oh,
you
okay.
Chill, cool down.
Yeah,
I have nine
like
to do
curve
it.
Ball, right?
Exactly.
In football.
Yep.
The ball looks like it's going this way.
Yeah, but it's going this way.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's the main reason why it was sell out. It's been there like since I started doing music. I was like, yeah, I'll have an EP on an album tied to sell out.
Okay.
Yep.
Sizeless Baby. What's your original name and why are you called Sizeless Baby?
Yeah, my real name is Adamu Idrisu Dabiri. And Sizeless initially was given to me by my junior brother Osman.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He just watched me like, yo, you're just sizeless.
Mm.
Like you, right. Everything you say you want to do, you're just doing it. So it just came into my mind. I just changed my name from the social media handle straight away. But the baby initially, when I wanted to release my EP, I just thought about it. So if I type Sizeless, there's so many meanings to it. So yeah, since the ladies love me, why not add the baby to it?
The ladies love him. And that's a very important part of his story you can tell. He started music 3 years ago. That's in the pandemic year, right?
Yep.
2020.
Exactly.
While we were running for our lives, he was in the studio recording music. He was finding himself.
Yeah.
And that tells you that, yes, we have shared moments and shared history, but everybody has their peculiar moments in the shared, you know, moments that we're having.
Yeah.
Right? Because in this room that we're in right now, it's a shared space. However, people are experiencing different things as we are in here.
Yeah.
Right. So while we were afraid for our lives and people were wondering about their investments and all of that, you were discovering that, oh,
yeah,
I could do music.
Exactly.
And 3 years on, you're confident that this is what you want to do.
Exactly.
All right.
And I think it was a privilege for a lot of people, like creative people, to be in your indoors. I was doing push-up all the time.
All
just
right.
Writing, you know what I mean? So you help us.
Yeah.
Because I'm always indoors though. So.
Right.
I was comfortable.
Right. It was the same pandemic time that we discovered O'Malley.
Exactly.
Right?
Through the internet.
Yeah, through the internet,
yeah.
And some other, you know, figures. I don't want to mention names and, you know, go down that line. But he was one of the prominent figures that we discovered in the pandemic year. And you had also rediscovered yourself, you know, that you could do music aside being a footballer and also modeling.
Yeah.
How long did you do modeling for?
There's a lot of issues that I don't want to go there, you know what I mean? Some gay thing, and I'm being honest, you know what I mean? Because everywhere I find myself, that's what I'm saying, I've experienced a lot of things, you know what I mean? So I'm like, no, this is not for me.
Mm.
So that's really took me off after I think we should circle the overdose video. And
oh, you were in that?
Yeah, I was in that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like Threesin.
Oh.
So after that,
that was
like,
one of my favorites from
yeah.
Eric. Was it from the Highest album?
Yeah.
Right,
that was one of the best videos at that time. At
Jesse
that
Jags was on it.
On it, yeah, that year.
One of my favorite from
that. I was on there, and that day I made myself like, nah, I'm not doing this.
You made the decision on that day, on that set.
What I saw, I didn't really like it. You know what I mean? Mm. It was crazy. So I just inspire anybody. Or I tell anybody you want to do it, you know, have to know if this is what you want to do. Because
is it a prominent thing in that community?
Because yeah, I think
my brother was also modeling for a while. And that became an issue, right? The family was concerned because of that.
I have one issue that I didn't really pay attention to it. Mm. I think one of the agency called me and they have a gig for me in South Africa and they gave me options. And that really took me off. I was like, nah, man.
What was the option?
Now, I'm just being honest to tell the people, you know what I mean? You have to let them, what is it about? If you want to do it, this is it, you know what I mean? Mm. So they gave me options. If I go for the gig, I have to do another gay thing to be booked and paid and we share the money. And I told him, no, I'm not part of it.
So what, if I'm hearing you clearly through, maybe I have to take these headphones off and listen to you clearly anyway. What you're saying is when you were modeling, you were giving a gig in South Africa by a Ghanaian agency. And you were told that yes, on the surface, you're gonna model. You're supposed to model.
Yep.
But when you touch down in South Africa, there is another gig for you,
which has
more money than the primary one that you're gonna do. Mm. But the second job that you were enlisted to do, it involved some homosexual activity.
Exactly.
And that was the only way you're gonna get into that.
Exactly.
Cash.
That's the only way. That's the only option.
And this was told you plainly.
Yeah, we're like four guys. So I was dropped and they went. So I was like, yo, this is real. Like, this is something that we've been hearing though, but it's real. So nah, man, I should really switch up. So I act up, start acting, and that was the worst 10, man. So like,
acting was worse.
It was worse.
How
you know
how
I mean? I've
was it worse?
It's funny that ladies always talk about rape. I was in that position, you know. So like,
you were nearly raped.
I nearly like
by a man,
a woman. Yeah, so it was crazy.
And this
I know
was,
you,
so
wanna,
so what,
you want
from
me to
frying pan to fire.
Exactly, you want me to go details, but it is what it is.
But it's important that you highlight the fact that when it comes to rape, it's not just a male thing. Females also do it.
Yep.
It's just that we give them the benefit of the doubt, right?
Yeah.
There's a story about a gentleman who came to Ghana and, you know, he was introduced to, his sister introduced him to a teacher who apparently was friends with her. Fast forward, the man falls in love with the teacher and he had already planned to bring the sister to the UK and now decided, okay, I want to marry the teacher as well because we've become, you know, an item. So he decides to work his butt off in the UK, gathers about £13,000, and then decides to come for both of them. Everything is set, right? But the lawyer tells him that though someone has in his stead married the woman, he needs to go consummate the marriage. So he has to come from the UK and consummate the marriage with a wife. Someone, you know, it was marriage by surrogacy, if you will. He comes, and the night before they fly off to the UK, he discovers that the sister and the teacher are an item, right? They're hitting it off in a hotel that they were lodging in.
I'm not surprised.
But, you know, I'm saying this because, sizeless baby, you know, if your sister introduces a male teacher to you, that they are friends, you would be suspicious a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when your sister introduces a female teacher to you as a friend, you're like, okay. The alarm doesn't go off because it's a woman, right? But if it was a man, it would have gone off.
Yeah.
How is it that my sister is friends with a teacher who is a male, right?
Mm.
And they are this close.
Yeah.
The alarm may go off a bit, but when it's a woman, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But your experience tells you that it could go both ways.
Both ways, you know what I mean? And the male ones are the ones that always in the news though, but some of us, we can't really speak about it. But anytime I find the opportunity, I just tell the youth out there that it's not really how you see it, so you have to be ready for it. I was ready for it, but spiritually, you know what I mean, I couldn't really put myself in that position, because I know a lot of youth will take that opportunity because it was a good opportunity for me.
The second one
was really good.
The one with the woman.
Both of the opportunities were
so
good.
So these were gateways, just exactly. Like the first one, it was a gateway to something more.
Exactly. So it's up to you, whatever decision that you have to take. But I was like, no, this is not what I want to do.
So are you not afraid for music as well? Because I know conspiracy theories, which look like they're real, where, you know, these transactional relationships also happen in music, right?
Yeah, I'm yet to experience it. Mm. But since I've been through the two, you know what I mean? If I see it coming, I mean, no, this is what I'm
about. Right.
So I'll be conscious about it.
But would you drop it then? Would you drop, should this happen again in music, would you drop it for something else?
You know what I mean? And the reason why I dropped the two, it doesn't really pay. You know what I mean?
Oh, it doesn't pay, right?
It doesn't pay.
Right.
You know what I mean? But music, you know what I mean? For now, I just dropped my EP and the response is very positive.
It's good?
Yeah, it's very good.
The financial response
very
is also good.
I've never seen any bad comment that really go boom, like, oh, no, don't do it.
Okay, but what about the financial response? Are you seeing streams that are making sense?
You know what I mean? I feel like, that's why I said, I don't really put myself in that position to feel like you need this amount of something to do this. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm taking the risks, you know what I mean? My age... Mm. It's a risk that I'm taking. So it's hunger and passion. Either you do it or you don't do it. So I'm all out trying to do the music thing. So wherever that I find myself, any opportunities, I'm online 24/7 trying to connect with whoever that I have to connect to really put me on. You know what I mean? So it's not about resources. It's all about money. It's how you position yourself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So me being as a businessman, investing in the music thing, and people supporting me, I know how it feels like. So we have to get the income back.
Right.
But for me starting, you have to be in a very position to understand that it's a starting point and it's a process. You don't rush to be there. Mm. You know what I mean? If you are there, you have the the platforms, you'll be there. Mm. But it takes time. It's not a rushy thing because it's not how you people see it.
Mm.
And I'm being a spiritual person, I keep on telling people, you may see it as normal as it is, but it's not how you people see it. It's deeper than that. So you have to prepare yourself to be there. You know what I mean? So I'm in a position that I'm not scared about resources. I'm not talking about streams. I just dropped my EP. That's my debut. Mm. So let's see how I'm kind of really planning and put it out there.
Okay.
So it's not really like a pressure on me.
Right. You know so in the meantime, what's paying you?
I used to do work. I do a lot of things. Mm. You know what I mean? I work with Ishak Artist. You know what I mean? I'm his student assistant.
Okay.
So yeah.
Tell us about Ishak.
He's a low key person, but he's one of the best Alami artists in Ghana.
Okay.
Now, right. But people don't really know him about, you know what I mean? So yeah, I work with him in the studio. So
okay.
Yeah, that really gave me a lot of money. But this EP was really financed by somebody, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Would you like to shout him out?
Yeah, Asa Aziz, you know what I mean?
Aziz.
Exactly. Social media is DJ Asa.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is so, the last song we're going to play today, Asa Baby, for
really,
this person?
It really makes sense. I have to do it for her.
Oh, it's a woman?
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Is she Ghanaian or Nigerian? Because Asha is how it's pronounced in Nigeria, at least.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, half Ghanaian, half from the state.
Okay. Diaspora.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Mm.
All right. No road. AGR, AfricaGlobalRadio.com, that's where we're streaming live. Jimmy, yeah, less,
follow them boys where they know road, oh. They take me to do that movement, eh. I tell my room, I dey see things, eh. I won't come out my body, I won't go my day, I won't kill myself, eh. The road no be safe, oh. They lie to me. If you fear who no road, oh. Follow who no rodo, the last time I follow who no rodo, and nearly sell my soul. myself, though. They say I dey laugh, laugh, laugh. I dey do things, eh. I dey tough, you got that, eh. I dey run for the street, eh. Boy, I won't die, yo. If I die, they go make money, yeah. I won't take knife, keep myself. I dey see some bloody things. I know we understand myself. Somebody where he catch me, yeah. Where he telling me what he do me. We are tell them say, I follow who no road. Follow who no road. The last time I follow who no road. I nearly sell him my soul. But this time I follow who no God. Follow who no road. The last time I follow who no road. I nearly sell him my soul. But this time I follow who no God. Follow who no road. The last time I follow who no road. Nearly sell my soul, but this time I follow who no road. Tear my body. A family is so happy. Who you do me for?
This is AGR Africa Global Radio, streaming live on AfricaGlobalRadio.com, and that is No Road. And it's by my guest for Creatives Corner today, Sizeless Baby. He is seated right across me in the studio. Man, this is an interesting song.
Yeah.
With some thought-provoking lyrics. Follow who no road. Mm. The last time I followed
who no road.
Who no road.
I nearly, sold
my soul.
But this time so I now, follow who no God.
Right. Now, is this the song that was birthed because of the stories you told us before we played it? This is a different story.
This is a personal story that I always try not to write it in a way that people may understand what I'm saying.
Okay, you don't want...
I know if my family really pay attention to what I'm saying, they know I'm talking about my junior brother Usman. You know what I mean? The letters went through a lot of things with me and my mom. You know what I mean? I don't know what happened all of a sudden. You know what I mean? I think he went with his friends for some ritual things and the things turned and he nearly got mad though. So I have his name on my body to remind me about the things that we went through. So I just have to put it in the song, but in a way that you may not understand it.
All right.
You know what I mean? But a lot of people really relate to this particular song, you know what I mean, on the EP though. So yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Is your brother still with us?
Yeah, he's still with us.
All right, cool.
You know what I mean?
We thank God for that. Mm. I've heard countless stories about this. There's another song that I heard and I interviewed the fellow. He mentioned how, so he was asked by a friend that they go see this guy, you know, who was going to give them some spiritual help. Apparently it was him who was going to be used as the sacrifice, right? Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really dark.
Yeah, it's really dark. That's what I'm saying. Now, what I've been through in life really let me be very spiritual about my journey. You know what I mean? A lot of things happened probably to let me understand how life is. So now I don't see life as normal as anybody who see it.
Right.
It's strictly spiritual to me.
Yeah, so explain that to people who, you know, people have given up on spirituality and God and, you know, some people are not interested in going to the mosque or the church or whatever, you know, because they think it's not real. These things are not real.
Mm.
Talk to me about those who've lost their faith in the spiritual.
Mm.
What convinces you that there is another reality beyond this African print textiles that we're seeing in the studio? That there's another reality that's, you know, just behind.
Okay, so I'll split it into two. All right. So this let me go probably to the spiritual journey. So to me, I think my life has been like a prophecy already. You know what I mean? My life. Right. So I know a lot of people tell me there's a lot of prophecy in my life. But in the spiritual aspect, I have to go through some things in life for me to understand that, no, this is not a physical world as the way people see it. And when you tell the youth about it, they don't get it. So I normally don't really want to explain it just to let them go through what I've been through.
Right.
You know, because when you explain it, the person may not understand you, that you may face some situations that you understand it. Because I have a spirit taking control of my little sister and saying certain things that really open my eyes. So if I try to, a lot of things happen, you know what I mean, that make me feel like, yo, yeah, they can't even, if you are dead, they can wake you up to ask you what happened. I saw it in my face, you know what I mean? Wow. So the journey has been like, I've been in situations just to let me understand that it's a spiritual journey. So either you take it serious, and now you're doing music, it's not how people see it. There's a lot of juju happening. A lot of people go to the malam. You can release an album, they can bury the album. It's not a joke thing. You know what I mean? I don't have to tell you then. Sometimes it just come. I don't know what it is though, but it is what it is. I do believe that there's things, not only in music, football. I've been playing football.
Right.
They give you things to take.
We hear stories about
you
that.
You take some medicine before you play the ball. They give you some powder. You tie some red things in your hand. It happens. Mm. Like, it is what it is. Mm. So as a young kid, either you, I don't want to go like it's a dark or black and white thing. Mm. But you just have to follow your heart. Mm. And I believe in the light. That's the white. You know what I mean? The dark have some, you know what I mean, complications and whatever that happens. And I want to say another dimension about life. Like, Ghana is in a position that we are the most blessed and the most talented country all over the world. If you check, anybody in Medina have like more than three talent. Mm. If you really go back and check, either he's playing football, he's doing music, dancing or acting, there's something. Mm. But I think the system is not making us be proud of ourselves. Mm. You understand it? Okay. So I see it and I don't have to voice it out. Mm. But if you go, let's go and do a research. Mm. Any kid that is born in the land have more than three talent. Mm. So either the government have to really pay attention to the talent, because that's really what's going to bring a lot of money to the system.
Right, yeah. The Year of Return apparently gave Ghana $1.9 billion US dollars or so. At least that's the figure that I saw, if my memory serves me correctly in this moment. And that's a testimony to what, if government takes the creative arts seriously, what possibly would be making. And this was in 2019. Mm. Now we're in the beyond the return season, right? And it's been running since 2019 now. And you can imagine the amount of money that's coming into the country, right? And we are looking at dancers, singers, you know, rappers, songwriters, you know, event organizers, the hospitality or, the hospitality industry, hotels, you know, restaurants and the like. So, yeah, you make a good point there. If much investment and seriousness is given to the creative arts.
Yeah, creativity is the new currency now. Mm. Yeah, that's the crypto or whatever situation if you find yourself. Mm. So we just have to preach to the people to really invest in it, you know what I mean? Because you'll probably get your money back. Mm. It's not a loss though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How many songs on the EP?
It's three songs. It was supposed to be five, but I let people listen to it and no, we just have to put the three that fit in as an EP. Okay. So the other two is like single that I'll be releasing later. Right. And I'm working on my album this year too. So
You think you're ready for an album?
I want to promote this very one because I feel like the response is very, I didn't even believe that I'll have this response. Everybody that listened to it, like, yo, we have something. Mm. And they start playing in one of the biggest radio stations that really give me hope. Like, yo, we are on the right spot. You just have to find ways and means to really push it hard.
Right.
You know what I mean? If the song that is not yet released, when I listen to it, I doubt it. Like, yo, you did it.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, it's very positive.
Right. Which musicians inspired you?
Kriani Ayat, of course. Mm. Pio Akan. Brymo.
Brymo, okay.
AI.
AI.
Wallasi.
Wallasi.
And now I just have to go to the commercial artists, of course.
So these are like alternative
real music.
You know, he likes to call it real music.
I have real music and commercial basic, you know what I mean? Definitely. They're 3S in Ghana, you already know.
Okay, Shatawale, Stoneboy, Sakoni.
They need their flowers.
Right.
Yeah.
Those three are inspirations
to you. You have to be inspired, you know what I mean? Yeah. To see whatever they are doing as a musician, you have to. Right. Even Black Sherry recently have to really motivate you to do it. Because we can go there. I don't know. Like, we are giving excuses not to be there.
Right.
They are there. We have to also be there. So to me, if you are doing music and you see how people are pushing the music, so the 3S are still pushing it.
Right.
Like, for the past 15 years, then what excuse do you have?
Right.
So we have to give their flowers because they are doing something really amazing that we have to find ways and means just to really push for them to understand that they are inspiring us to also be there. So they shouldn't give up.
Right.
So
That's something, man. I mean, especially with the Black Sheriff bit you mentioned.
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, we were talking about him and his win, the Artist of the Year, accolade. Just after 3 or 4 years, getting into this.
Yeah.
And I'm excited that you keep saying that the response for the EP has been good.
It's been very positive.
Yeah, and it's pushing you to put out new music.
Yeah.
Do you have any video for any of the songs that we've played today?
It's not even a month.
Okay.
Yeah, I think 18th will be exactly 1 month. So
which one?
The EP, exactly.
I mean the video, a music video for any of the
songs. I want to see the response. Because
before you put out...
all the three songs is somebody's favorite, so I can't really pinpoint what to shoot right. It's very hard for me. I don't know. I wish I used to post which one is the favorite. Somebody will say Asa Baby, some will come nowhere. Right. Some I don't. They don't pick one particular right. song.
Okay, so you want to leave it with the people to know decide which one
but
you should shoot.
I feel like when I send it to the big radio station, they'll like to play Coconut Tree because it's more commercial.
Right.
And No Road is talking about real life,
right.
so it's related to the streets.
Right.
And Asa Baby is a love story, so anybody that's in love. Connect right, to it right. So it's a whole but I think maybe I'll shoot a video for Coconut Tree for the commercial basis because I need to get my money
and for
back.
The girl them
you understand. Yeah man, thank you for understanding me.
Okay, all right, finally before I play Asa Baby, do you see any way that your fashion, football and music gifts, you know, interact? Do you see any relationship between
yeah.
the three?
My family are fed up of me. Me and my brother are fighting. My right. my friends are doubting it. Recently, I tell them I'm back in school in the University of Lagos.
Right.
Like, you know, he just went and took a picture. Because whatever I said I want
to
do.
Did you go to take a picture?
No.
Right, okay. So you're in level...
No, I just do a short course in Greenhouse.
Okay, all right.
You understand?
Oh, nice.
But me, I'm proud from being in the street. Right. Like, I just have to inspire a lot of people in yeah. Medina. You know what I mean? You have to get it.
Right.
So there's form of me also going back to school.
Okay.
Because I never talked
okay,
about
that,
it.
Okay, that's
so
good.
I have to inspire somebody. Either right. you are in school or not.
Right.
And there's two things. Either you're talented or you go to school. That's how the system is.
Okay. And so, even if you're talented, you can take a course, right?
Exactly.
If you're not going to sit in the university for 4 years,
yeah.
you can take a course. A formal course mm. and then learn from, you know, a master
yeah.
in a field or something like that. And that could be a blessing to you. But I was asking, do you see your fashion playing a role in your music?
Exactly. I remember recently we did the Salah, right? Mm. I went to pray and I have like 80 people telling me, like, Doh Madina, you're the most fashionable person.
Okay. Right.
I understand it, but I just dress just to come and pray.
Okay.
So I feel like a lot of people see the difference
right.
when I'm around people.
Right.
And you see, I may see myself there, but I'm not yet there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may see me, you're like, oh, maybe he's a foreigner or something. Because I used to go
right.
to the radio station, mm-hmm. that's how they see it. But
right.
I'm like, yo, I'm from the street in Medina. Maybe how I brand myself
right.
to
yeah.
be a global or something.
Right.
That's how my mind state is.
Mm-hmm.
So whether fashion, football, you understand it, football and music come together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Modeling and football, so I'm in the same circle.
Mm-hmm.
I just need people that probably will manage my talent because
right.
I can do it properly
right.
well.
Okay. Right. Would you want to return to, you know, taking fashion seriously or football seriously?
I was telling my family and my friends, it's BET, Grammy, and Oscar. Maybe I'll take a World Cup for the country.
Okay.
So this is it. I don't want to talk about it.
Mm.
So I just put it out there and let it be. And now I'm here. I remember when I went to interview 3 years ago, I told them maybe 5 years, come, I'll be a farmer. Now I'm into greenhouse.
Mm.
So I feel like whatever words that I put out there is coming.
Okay.
So I think I'm ready now.
Right. Okay. It would be good to, if you want to take your football seriously, it'd be good to explore it. I don't know your age, but you know, that has like.
Exactly.
Age
so that's what I'm also saying.
Yeah.
As a business person, or as a young youth, you can't really fumble with it.
Yeah.
So either you're playing football and you realize the age doesn't really connive with it. You just switch.
Yeah. Or you become an investor in something.
Exactly.
Something
so
like
you can't really limit yourself.
Mm.
So you have to understand it. Because I have a lot of people that start playing football. They just stop playing football and they are older than me.
Right.
So you make me feel like, okay, it's luck, it's chance. You can't get the opportunity to play there.
Mm.
There's also probability that you cannot really make it. So what is
right.
the next plan?
Yeah. Okay.
So I have plan A, plan B, plan B to D or whatever.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I'm still playing football. I'm still doing my music. You know what I mean? Pushing whatever situation I found myself. So it's like every opportunity that I got or I have, I just have to go grab it. That is it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sizeless Baby on Creatives Corner, AGR Africa Global Radio. I am Prince Benjamin. Let's check out this record, Asha Baby.
Yeah. Sizeless Baby, you got it. But baby, yeah, you got it. Eden. Yeah. see heaven. And more be around baby titi me ne bunte. Asa baby. Ono kodi ya sekili ya mi ye. Sekili intelag be shi ya mi ye. Keke ni 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 ke so. Manta de kowa asa baby. Oya. Subani mi sesu wana menye ya. Subani mi sesu wana menye. Bodo kono kono bi. Ami se me sa so. Bodo kono kono bi.
Creatives Corner today. He is Sizeless Baby. This is AGR Africa Global Radio, streaming live on africaglobalradio.com. I am Prince Benjamin. Asha Baby. Already you've mentioned that it's about somebody, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, she's half Ghanaian and half American.
Yep.
Okay. Do we say half, half? Someone was telling me, is it half?
She's a Ghanaian, official. I'll make her a Ghanaian.
Has she got a Ghana card?
No,
not yet.
I'll make her a Ghanaian.
You make her a Ghanaian?
I promise my Ghanaian people.
When guys say, I'll make her a Ghanaian, or I'll make her this, it's deep.
Yep.
It's deep.
Mm.
It's deep. So when is the wedding?
God is talking to you to talk to me.
God is talking to me to talk to you. Yep. All right, so you've got to plan the wedding.
I'm saying yes.
You're saying yes, eh? You're saying yes?
Yep.
All right, so the assignment is for you to go and ask her then.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah.
All right. All right. You heard it first on AGR, Creatives Corner. Sizeless Baby is going to get to work. Yeah.
Definitely.
And keep this sister on the motherland.
I know, right? I have to represent my people.
All right.
That's why.
Don't slack, man.
If you listen to Coconut Tree, you understand it.
Don't slack.
I represent my country, Ghana.
All right. All right. All right. The tree is doing the job.
Yeah.
Anyway. What are your socials? Where can we find you on the internet?
All the platform sizes, Sizeless Baby. YouTube, Sizeless Baby. Instagram, Sizeless Baby. Facebook, Sizeless Baby. TikTok, wherever, Sizeless Baby.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What's your message to listeners who are outside of Ghana and also in the diaspora?
Yeah. All I would say is there's no love in this world. So if you find somebody, just one person, being by your side, supporting you, ways and means, just to make you be out there, whatever the situation is, you have to take the person serious, because nobody will probably take his time to support you or be there for you. So if you have one person, only one person. So if my music, if it's one person supporting me, being a fan, I really appreciate it. You know what I mean? So it's very important that you have to take their love life serious, because people are out here really showing a lot of people real love. So if you see one, yo, don't joke with it. You know what I mean? You have to be fast and grab it. So yeah, that's my message out there. Love is real though.
Love is real. It's a dark world. When you find the light, keep it.
Yep.
Cherish it. That's the message. That's a deep message from Sizeless Baby. It's spelled in the conventional way, so it's not difficult to find.
Yeah.
And it's spelled together, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so no spaces between it. No. Sizeless Baby.
Yep.
Sizeless Baby.
Yep.
Together.
Mm.
Your music is everywhere on the digital
platform. Everywhere
platforms.
On this platform. And I want to say this. I want to take this opportunity to thank you guys, Nami, for giving me this opportunity. I really, really appreciate it. Barry, thank you. So, yeah.
All right. AGR Creatives Corner. It's been wonderful talking to Sizeless Baby. And we promise another exciting one next week, Thursday. We're going to have another guest who will come through the show. I am Prince Benjamin. It's been lovely having you listen to us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right. Worldwide. We're going to sign off with No Road. Tell me, dear.
Lies less baby. Modi. Nerodi be loga ligi. Digi. Rodi be modi. Yeah. Follow who no rodo. The last time I follow who no rodo. I nearly sell my soul. But this time I follow who no godo. Follow who no rodo. The last time I follow who no rodo. I nearly sell my soul. But this time I follow who no godo. I follow them boys where they no rodo. They take me to do that movement. I tell my room, I dey see things. I won't come on my body. I won't go my day. I won't kill myself. They roll no be safe. They lie to me. If you fear who no rodo. Follow who no rodo. The last time I follow who no rodo. I nearly sell my soul. But this time I follow who no godo. Follow who no rodo. The last time I follow who no rodo. I nearly sell my soul. But this time I follow who no godo. Follow who no rodo. The last time I follow who no rodo. I nearly sell my soul. But this time I follow who no rodo. They say I dey walk, I dey talk to myself. Oh. They say I dey laugh. I dey do things. I dey chop for the gutter. I dey run for the street. Boy, I won't die, yo. If I die, they go make money. Yeah. I won't take knife, kill myself. I dey see some bloody things. I know we understand myself. Somebody where he catch me, yeah. Where he tell me what he do me. Where I tell them say, I follow who no rodo. Follow who no rodo. The last time I follow who no rodo. I nearly sell my soul. But this time I follow who no godo. Follow who no rodo. The last time I follow who no rodo. I nearly sell my soul. But this time I follow.